Hey, Matt, is that you?
That's me. How are you doing?
Man, welcome home.
Well, thank you very much.
Rock and Roll Tequila 170 on Saturday at Mid-Ohio. And you can check it out at NBCSN. Tickets still available if you go check it out down in Lexington. Hey, bummer about that top 10 run we were having at Watkins Glen. What was it, lap 26-27 last Saturday?
Yeah, had a regular tire going up through the S's. So not the best feeling to have a tire let go through those speeds in the middle of the guardrails there at Watkins Glen. Hopefully that's kind of the bad luck getting out of the way.
Well, that number 24 dude behind you, Justin Haley, is who was behind you? He also wrecked with you?
Yeah, I really didn't have anywhere to go. So the TV cameras, you know, they kind of showed us in the replay wrecking there at the end. But it started about 10 seconds before that. I was just in a slide and was just holding on to the car, and he pretty much just got trapped wherever I was going to end up at that point.
Well, I was going to say he did a favor. The guy drives trucks for a living, so what is he doing racing on a road course, right?
I don't think it works like that, but sure, yeah, close enough.
Matt Teff joins us here at 98.5 NCX, driving the number 2 Fanatics Camaro, and breaking news, going to have a Cleveland Indians logo and paint scheme on it for Richard Childress Racing. We'll get into that in just a second. So after Mid-Ohio, got its Bristol, baby. Boy, you can settle an awful lot of scores on that track.
Yeah, that's for sure. The crazy part about our schedule is, you know, you got the Watkins Glen this weekend. We got Mid-Ohio, and we go to Bristol and then Road America. Those are 4 kind of wild card races right in a row. After that, we go to Darlington for our cool throwback race.
Yeah, and the playoffs start for you in Richmond next month. So I'm checking you out, dude, here on Google. So what's true here? Number one, you're a Northeast Ohio guy who really shouldn't be racing and should be playing football, but it says you were born in Virginia. How did you get up to Hinckley?
Well, I was born in Virginia. My parents worked down there, but from 3 months old, I've been in Hinckley all my life, and my grandparents have been here forever, and you know, I grew up in Hinckley, went to the Highland Local School.
I was getting ready to ask you, so you're a Hornet.
I am, yep, 2014, I graduated there, so grew up around this area and loved Cleveland sports and everything, and kind of along the way got the racing bug going up to Michigan, watching races with my dad. It's kind of all started from here.
So how'd you first get discovered, Matt, driving at Barberton Speedway?
So it was actually really cool. There's a deal. I was 11 years old, so they had a day where you could come out to the Barberton Speedway, and I had been wanting to try to go racing for a long time. I had been bugging my mom forever for it, just because I went to so many races and everything, was a fan of it.
Did you also race at Thompson Speedway too?
We did, yes. So I did a trial go-kart thing at Barberton, and a guy named Kevin Harder was running the program, and I got done with my laps, and he said, hey, that was really, really good. You should think about doing this. So time went by. I got convinced my mom to go try and get me a go-kart and started racing the Barberton and Thompson's, where my first 2 tracks were.
God, and you had some big owners looking at you, too. Joe Gibbs and now Richard Childress, and in between you raced trucks for Kyle Busch. Hey, is Kyle Busch as big as an ass as he's coming off to be?
Now, you know, the crazy part about him is that he has so much talent, and, you know, being a teammate of him and having him as an owner, he did give me a lot of great advice growing up. So
yeah, like when Kurt Busch was winning titles for Jack Roush, they said, yeah, you think Kurt is really hot in this 97 car, you just wait until Shrub comes up.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing what he can do, but it's cool to see what he has made an impact for in our sport, for, you know, giving guys like me a chance originally in the truck series and, you know, kind of leading me to have a career now. So there's definitely the TV version of Kyle, who I think is very passionate and people have their opinions about, and there's the racer of him too. So
he's good for the sport, because, you know, everyone bitched about Dale Earnhardt Sr. and yeah, everyone misses him now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you need someone to have that kind of personality, and I think he fits that role for sure, and I think he enjoys it.
Yeah, I thought married life would mellow Kyle Busch out, but that smirky mug on his wife, well, she never looks happy in the top of the pit box, so maybe they're made for each other.
If I'm winning races like him, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, Matt Tiff on 98.5 NCX, driving the number 2 Fanatics Camaro. You see him at Friday's qualifying and practice, and then Saturday is the race, the Rock and Roll Tequila 170 at Mid-Ohio in Lexington. God, you're 22. Jesus, 2 years ago, you had a benign tumor cancer scare. You survived driving for Kyle Busch. Dude, you've really lived a full life and survived so far. You're only 22.
Yeah, there's been a lot that's happened over the last couple of years with that, but luckily I'm on the good side of that now, and, you know, I had a lot of support from, you know, people around this area when I did have the brain tumor diagnosis and everything. So, you know, going back to 2016, that was one of the first races that I missed being out of the car recovering from surgery there. So that was the race two where they had the giant monsoon and had some rain racing. So that's another thing. If you're coming out this weekend, we will be racing rain or shine. And last weekend, I think
just like you did. I love the rain tires, just like you did last Saturday at Watkins Glen when it poured.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I was looking forward to that, but unfortunately, our day ended about three laps before then.
Man, I tell you, you're busy too. You're going to UNC Charlotte. God, is that town grand. I was there for 600 week. I mean, there's nothing but cranes all over uptown Charlotte and that area, Carolina. Majoring in business. Now, that's smart. Now, did you do the deal for this badass Tribe hot rod you're going to be driving on Saturday, Matt?
Yeah, it's really cool having the Indians on there for this weekend. And, you know, we've had Fanatics as a partner for a while and kind of getting to tie together them. And I've always loved the Indians, been a season ticket holder. My family has for a long, long time now. So getting to have the Indians car, and cool thing too is I'm getting to throw out the first pitch on Thursday. So I don't know what I'm more nervous for, that or the race.
Yeah, I know, right? Do they make it go 60 feet 6 inches? You have to go on the pitcher's mound at the Jake?
I think it's right in front of it, like just on the front of the hill. I don't think they let you go all the way up there.
You don't want to do like what 50 Cent did a few years ago at a Mets game when he threw it like at a stand.
Well, I mean, there's two theories, right? Either I do a good job and everybody, you know, claps and it's fine, or you do a terrible job and get on SportsCenter.
Maybe go for SportsCenter and throw it, try to reach like the club level or something on Thursday.
I know, yeah, you never know. Might make it on there.
Matt Tiff on 98.5 NCX. You can check him out at Matt Tiff, MATTTIFFT, racing.com. He's also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. He's 10th in points. The top 12 get in. And check him out at the Rock and Roll Tequila 170 Saturday at Mid-Ohio. He's driving the number 2 FanX Camaro, the Cleveland Indians logo and paint scheme for Richard Childress Racing. Man, welcome home, and I hope you have a great and safe race on Saturday.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.